Welcome back to that 590 show. The infamous Tyler Copeland sitting in studio with us. We have a text coming in from Boy Roy McAvoy. Have you guys heard any stories of CTE being studied in wrestlers? There was a pretty big study that came out a couple days ago about NFL players. They examined 111 brains and 110 were found to have CTE. And then today you had an offensive lineman for the Baltimore Orioles, John Urschel, who is like, he's like Sheldon Cooper. I mean, if you read about this guy, he's going to MIT and he's studying like all these things that sounds like they're being like it's made up, but no, it's a real subject. So he is retired from the NFL. And it was today. Like he just, they're supposed to opening up training camp and he's like, yeah, nope, I'm done. I'm good. I'm going to MIT to study because obviously you can serve mankind better this way than, you know, banging his head against another human being on the NFL field. But have you heard about this with any kind of indication of that with wrestlers and CTE, like concussions and stuff like that?
Oh, concussions all the time.
Do you have like that kind of concern? Is there that kind of level of concern with other people that you were wrestling with and other people that you know? And maybe older people that you know that have been wrestlers, like the people who were instructing you, where they're kind of like, yeah, you know what? I think there's, you know, something wrong up here.
100%. Yeah, I think anybody who's wrestled, you know, more than multiple times has received a concussion, I'm sure. I mean, especially just in training and things like that. When you're first learning, if you hit the back of your head just a certain way, you get a concussion. Like myself, one of the first couple months I was wrestling, I received a really bad concussion that kept me out for months.
Yeah.
You know, after that, you kind of just learn to, you know, definitely stay off your head if you can. But it's so common in wrestling, you know, just like it is in MMA, and I'm not comparing the two as if they're near close to being the same thing, but just so many blows to the head.
And like with the blows to the head that you're getting, though, in wrestling, I mean, they're coming like from your head hitting the mat and your head hitting the turnbuckle. You know, with MMA, yeah, you're getting punched in the head, but I mean, there is a little bit of padding there with the gloves, not much, but at least a little. Big Al, you're right. Ravens, not Orioles. My fault. If I said Orioles, I apologize. But is that a concern of yours, though, going forward to CTE?
Most definitely. I don't wrestle enough to where I think that would be a long-term issue. But, you know, if I was one of the guys doing it full-time, that would definitely be a concern of mine.
And you see some of these, you know, famous wrestlers that were in the, you know, the WCW and the WWE, WWF. A lot of them don't go on to live, you know, big, long, happy lives. A lot of them die fairly young. Chris Benoit, the tragedy that happened with him. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Greg the Hammer Valentine, I think he's still with us, but what's the other one I'm thinking of? The British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, I know that he's no longer with us. Ravishing Rick Rude, that's what I'm thinking of. Ravishing Rick Rude. Then you had the Ultimate Warrior. He died of a heart attack. So, I mean, that's got to give you some pause, too, when you see some of these professional wrestlers. You know, like, they don't have, like, a long shelf life. You know, mid-50s, early 60s are gone.
Most definitely, yeah, and it's definitely a common thing. A lot of times I do think it has to do with a combination of, you know, the busy schedule, all the blows to the head, you know, and just years of that crazy schedule going from one town to one town. You know, I just think it all adds up.
And a lot of it is, too, kind of like the stuff that they put in their bodies to keep them in the condition that they're in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the movie The Wrestler wasn't a documentary, but I would imagine a lot of that Mickey Rourke's character was doing in that movie, they're also doing as well, the steroids, the cocaine, everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's going to take a toll on you as well.
I mean, if you mix those kind of things together, it would definitely take a toll on your heart. And a lot of these guys pass away from heart attacks.
Like the Ultimate Warrior. So, yeah, there you go. Prime example.
And I'm not saying it's from that, but I'm saying that could definitely, you know, be a cause. I'm not saying him specifically.
Sure, but I know, you weren't saying anybody specifically. Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you've wanted to get into acting as well.
Yes.
What have you auditioned for, and, you know, is this something that you're seriously trying to pursue, or it's just kind of like, you know what, it'd be fun to do?
Well, I just recently completed a commercial for Mobile on the Run gas station.
Okay.
It's playing on KSDK, Fox Sports, and ESPN in the Midwest states currently, so normally during the Cardinals games.
Okay.
You can actually see that on my Facebook page. It's just kind of a small commercial. I played a mover, and it was a speaking role. So that was kind of a start in the field.
Okay.
And it's definitely something that I want to pursue going forward.
And you auditioned for Big Brother, correct?
Yes, that's definitely a process.
Okay. Well, how long ago was that?
So last year, I made it to the semifinal round of casting on Big Brother.
Okay.
So that really got me hyped up. Okay, next year is going to be the year that I make it on there. So I go and I did, you know, I sent the audition video and I did the open calls this year. Didn't even receive a call back this year, but I am confident that I'm standing out with those. And in a weird way, I am confident that I will get on there and make a name on there at some point.
I think that's perfect. I think. That sounds like just that sounds perfect. We actually have a couple of people who work here who are gung-ho about Big Brother, which is crazy to me because I personally haven't watched the show in like three or four years.
I know what it is, but like what's the competition
in general?
Yeah, like okay, like everybody's in this house, there's cameras everywhere and it's all voyeurism, but like who do you like you just eventually decide who leaves the house or
yeah,
give me the premise. I'm completely unaware of it.
So you're throwing 14 complete strangers in a house.
Okay.
And each week one person is voted out.
Okay.
Until there's obviously one person left, that person lives $500,000, that person wins $500,000. You know, you're making alliances because people are voting each other out. So you're making alliances, backstabbing people. There's competitions for different forms of
power. It was an urban survivor.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like a survivor, only thing, no one leaves the house.
It came around. I'm pretty sure the first season of Big Brother was like after like the third or fourth season of Survivor, and then yeah. It essentially was Survivor, but in a house. So it was, you know, that's all it was. Because yeah, there's competitions. People are making alliances. You're voting people off. Same kind of build. Same kind of format in how you build the show.
And I would imagine you never leave the house either. You're stuck inside the house the entire time?
Stuck inside the house. There's cameras everywhere.
Okay, well, I mean, the cameras everywhere, as annoying as that would be, being stuck inside the house the entire time, and I understand, it's not like we're talking about some, you know, 1,000-foot, you know, two-bedroom, one-bath ranch. We're talking about a mansion.
Mansions with jacuzzis and like, open area and stuff like that.
Sure, but you're still going to get a little bit of cabin fever not being able to leave the house.
Most definitely.
And I would imagine, like, any kind of contact with the outside world other than for emergencies that you no longer have either. Like, you're not sitting there on the internet. You're not there watching TV or anything like that. Or do I have that wrong?
No contact with the outside world unless it is an emergency.
Okay, but, like, you're not sitting around, like, watching the news?
No. There's no media or anything like that. So
okay.
Really no entertainment. You can just talk to each other. I think the only book you can have is the Bible. You know what I mean? So it's it's really, you know, limited to what you can do in there.
Sure.
So
you could maybe, like, you know, just cross up the Ten Commandments as they're being, you know, broken or something. I don't know. I don't know.
You can't bring in like other forms of like stale media, like, you know, recorded, you know, videos or music. Nothing.
Nope, nothing.
Oh, yeah. They force people to talk to each other. Yeah. I could never last that long.
So how long? Oh, I mean, I understand that the show is drawn out over several weeks, but how long is the actual competition?
It's roughly 3 months total. Like I said, there's like 14 people and one goes per week, but some weeks there's two people going. Sometimes people come back as a twist. So it just varies, but it's usually about 3 months long.
What made you decide this is what you wanted to do? Like, this is the reality show I want to get on. Are you just a fan of it? Or?
So I've been a fan of that all my life, kind of like wrestling. And really, just in recent years, I've kind of watched it and I've kind of thought, this is kind of just like pro wrestling. You know what I mean? This whole thing and being secluded in a house for 3 months. I mean, there's people going on there getting emotional, crying, things
like
that.
Well, yeah, they're getting cabin fever and cut off from the outside world. Absolutely.
Definitely. And they kind of lose their head in there. And I think I could really get through this. I don't think I would lose my head in there. When I was 17, I went to basic training for 3 months at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and had no contact with the outside world.
Sure.
So, you know, I can kind of just relate back to that.
So you were in the military, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Army, I'm assuming?
Army National Guard.
Yeah. Okay. So are you still an active member of the National Guard?
I'll be out in October.
Okay.
So I'm still doing that 1 week in a month.
1 week in a month.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Aside from the wrestling and the acting and the National Guard, what's your other job?
All right. So I'm a recruiter Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Full-time.
I got you.
That's
the job that pays the bills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, until acting works out. It pays the bills until acting works out.
Do you have an agent?
No, not currently.
Not currently.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we got to hook you and Larry Nickel up with an agent here.
Yes,
come on, man.
100%.
Yeah.
I need Larry Nickel in there, too.
You got to have Larry Nickel be your agent. He's a graduate from Lewis and Clark Community College.
Larry, if you're still listening, give me a call.
No, I already got the good night snap from Larry.
I didn't get a good night snap yet. If you didn't, I'm going to be a little upset.
He turns in early on Thursday nights because he got to get up and do his radio shift at that college station. It starts like at 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah, 89.9.
Yeah. So acting, like, what kind of movies do you want to do? Do you want to get into action movies or just anything? Or what do you want? Like, what kind of acting goal do you want? I can't see you doing like stage theater.
Really, man, I would get into any form of it, really, when it comes to like theater or whatever genre of movie, just to kind of get my foot in the door and kind of prove myself. I feel like I could transition into any of the roles that somebody would look for me in.
Do you see someone like The Rock? You're kind of like, you know what? I mean, you're not going to have like I want my career to kind of look like is kind of look like The Rock's. Ballers on HBO, if it wasn't for The Rock, I probably wouldn't be watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, he makes a show. He's got that kind of charisma.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, if you're gonna watch Ballers, you just might as well just rewatch Entourage. It's pretty much the same damn show.
Exactly. And it's like you said, The Rock, he brings a presence with him.
He does.
He has that it factor, just like he did in pro wrestling, and that can transition into other things. You know what I mean?
If he runs for president in 2020, will you vote for him?
That's up in the air. It's gonna depend on how this 4 years with Trump continues to go.
I think it's amazing how we've gone down the rabbit hole. We've already got Kid Rock running for Senate. And now we're going to have The Rock running for president in 2020. Yeah. I'm hoping that he's kind of joking, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Nothing against The Rock, but I mean, what does he know about running a nation?
I know. Well, I think a lot of celebrities are going to step up and do it now just because they've seen what can happen with Trump and the fact that he got in and won.
Okay, but I mean, it's not exactly a great idea. It's kind of like how someone's saying,
no,
okay.
I agree. It's not a great idea.
It's a horrible idea. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, you're flying in a 747 across the nation, and then someone decides to stand up and goes, you know what? This pilot, he doesn't know what he's doing. I'm taking over, even though I've never flown a plane before. You're like, no, let's keep the pilot flying the plane.
Yeah, and that's just the world we're living in. And then hopefully if that does happen, then the people kind of realize, hey, we probably shouldn't, put our faith in one of these celebrities, but. You never know what's going to happen.
What about The Bachelor? Maybe we can get you on something like that. Would you do something like The Bachelor?
I would love to do like a reality show, but I think that's like the one show that I wouldn't be good at. You know what I mean? Or I get kicked off the first week. Because me, I love to play the heel. I love to play the bad guy.
Sure.
You do that.
Like she may be like, okay, this guy's kind of interesting. I'm going to keep him around. And you get the other guy so aggravated that the jackass in him just comes out.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, if they wanted good TV, then they'd keep me on. But, if it were real, then they'd probably take me out the first week. They'd be like, this guy's just a dick. And it wouldn't be reality, but...
I have never watched 1 second of Big Brother, and I've never watched 1 second of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So, I mean, I'm aware of what they are, and I got an idea, the premise of what their shows are, but I'm like, how some of these people can watch The Bachelor...
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Yeah. I'm like, who cares?
Uh-huh.
Who cares? What did you say it always was, Rocky, the same reason why people watch like the Kardashians? It's like it's kind of like one of those where you're watching it. You're watching for people to fail.
Oh, yeah. Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. That's it. That's the word I was looking for.
You're watching to kind of laugh at other people's misfortune.
Yeah. And I think that's what people do when they're watching like The Bachelor. They're watching to see these women act catty.
Yeah,
and going like, oh my God, that woman's such, she's such a witch, and that guy, he's a jackass. I mean, like, I see the Facebook posts about it. I'm like, if you think it's this stupid, why do you watch it all the time?
Exactly, and they would love the drama too.
Yeah, that's too.
That's what it's all based around.
I saw there's this new show on Bravo. It's called One Night with Your Ex, and what they do is like,
nope.
Rocchio was not going to sign up for it.
Nah.
But it's called One Night with Your Ex, and what they do is that you have exes, you put them in like a condo together, and they just spend the night, and you film the entire thing and watch them, fight and make up or whatever. I mean, say anything that's been on their chest that they want to get off their chest. And it seemed like it'd be kind of like interesting from a train wreck point of view.
That sounds really interesting.
But I think it'd be one of those shows where like you watch, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Why do I find this enjoyable? What's wrong with me?
Exactly. Yeah. After the episode, you'd be like, what did I just sit through? But during it, it's like, okay, this is kind of, what's going to happen next?
The infamous Tyler Copeland. Hit him up on Facebook, Tyler Copeland, and on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
Ooh, let me pull it up real quick.
Okay. His match is August 6th. At Centerville, Illinois. Where can they find tickets,
Yeah, so you can get tickets by messaging me on Facebook, Tyler Copeland, or you can get a hold of me on Instagram, which my handle is infamous_TC. You can find me on there. Either direct message me, or you can get tickets at the door.
And that match is Sunday, August 6th. It's against the current WOE champion, Mephisto. And that is in Centerville, Illinois, is when the match is going to be. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, last time you had me in here, Matt, I had a belt. This time I don't. But I promise next time I'll have a belt.
Okay,
again.
Well, you're not invited back on until you have a belt.
All right, that sounds good to
me. Those are the rules. You have to be a champion. You fooled me this time. So I thought you were the champion still, and apparently you're not. You've tricked me, but no longer.
I know. I showed up, and I saw the disappointment in your face.
I thought I was going to be interviewing a champion tonight, and he fooled me. Tyler Copeland, thanks for coming by, sir. Good luck on the 6th.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You're welcome. Let's take a commercial break. Final segment of the night. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes. 'Cause they never